让你要求三八单We bless you, Lord, for your presence. Nothing is hard for you to do. Kosio, Kosio, Kosani to Zabira. Aye.Of it, God's mercy is working greater things for us. Most of the time, some things are happening in our lives that are unexplainable. Done everything humanly possible, but things still are not working. Use every spiritual formula, things are still not working. Intermittent fast.Pasha fast, water fast, white fast, dry fast, praying the watches, praying at midnight, praying at noon, crying with the prayer, begging God, shouting on God. You have used all the tricks in the world, and it looks as if it's not working. In the midst of that, no.That God's mercy is working some things out for you. This morning we are here to thank God for His mercy and know the advantage inherent in His mercy. His mercy, according to the Bible, is sure. So as sure as the sun will come out tomorrow, His mercy is sure. So brethren, in summary, what I want you to know is that God's mercy will always be your portion as long as you are a child of God. But like most of the divine advantages, we don't experience them because we are ignorant of them or because we have forgotten them. Did you remember the scripture that said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So when you don't feel that God is around, when you don't see God is around, remember, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So know this morning that God's mercy is sure. And God's mercy belongs to you as a child of God. My prayer for you is that this week and beyond, all of you will experience His mercy in the name of Jesus. Can we lift our hands up and say, oh Lord, look upon me with your mercy. Look upon me with your mercy. Upon me with your mercy. Look upon me with your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the first and second services, we attempted to define the mercies of God. I'll just define it and move on to the advantages that mercy provides for us. Mercy is God's kindness and goodness to those in distress, to those afflicted. So when we are in distress, when we are in misery, when we are afflicted, when we are down and almost out or down and out, and God now chooses to show us kindness and goodness, that is what we call mercy. Mercy is God's goodness for those that deserve to be punished. Mercy is God's goodness for those that deserve to be punished. In the second service, I shared an experience. Let me share another one. There was a day I went to my wife's place of work to pick her up. It was on a Wednesday. And it was a Wednesday service. There is a roundabout around my wife's office. If you are around the second service, I'm sharing a different one. Not that same one. Instead of going around, you know, look at this okay, roundabout. You know, you are supposed to go around the roundabout. But you can decide to cut it short. You remember, many of you have done that in this church. The mercy of God. Where is the road safety officers in the church? Let me hand you over to all of them. So instead of going around the airport, that place they are doing those bridges now. Instead of going around, I now turn. As I turn, the policeman just blocked me. And it was a Wednesday service. One of them entered the car and said, let's go to the station. Auntie Agbo, Wednesday service, I'm about to come and lead prayers in church. And then I'm being taken to the police station. So I followed them. They got to the police station. And you know what happened? As God will catch me that day, I only have 20 nairas and 10 nairas in my pocket. So there was no opportunity to say, officer, I had 135 naira on me. So they asked me to land. They collected my key and took me to an officer. And while I was in the car, my normal prayer, oh Lord, have mercy. You know I must preach in church. Have mercy. So they took me to a lady officer. So when I saw the lady, and you know, most of us have an idea that the ladies are tougher. So he just said, okay, what did I talk say you do? I said, I turned where I'm not supposed to turn. He said, you agree? I said, yes. He said, I think that you go argue now. Because you know argue, collect your key. They go. My wife is here, everyone. So that's how I collected our key. Before that time, I had called that the glory. And he has left the police force headquarters and was coming to come and release him. So I had to call him and say, don't bother. Mercy has done it. So listen, when you have done everything wrong and you deserve to be punished, mercy says, even though you deserve to be punished, I will not punish you. I will do good for you. What mercy is saying is that instead of punishing you, I give you the best award in town. Instead of punishing you, I make provisions available for you. So when we say, God, have mercy on me, we are saying even we ourselves, we know that we don't deserve it. But because we don't deserve it and you are a kind God, show kindness to us, even though it is punishment that we deserve. Is there anybody that needs mercy in the house? Can I hear you shout, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Whenever I read the story of Ahab, I am amazed at the mercy of God. But there is one person that is more terrible than Ahab. His name is Manasseh. He was the son of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was one of the best kings in Israel. In fact, God extended his years by 15 years. But he gave birth to a man that ruled for 50 or 52 years. And the Bible said, there was no man as evil as him. 2 Chronicles 33, 10 to 13. Listen to me. If the most terrible people on earth can obtain mercy, how much more you, the child of God? And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Change the background for me. Wherefore the Lord brought upon them the captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the tongues. You know what tongues is? No, be not that tongues. You know barbed wire. So that you will not think it's barbed wire. Change tongues. If you check out that translation. And bound him with fetters and carried him to Babylon. When he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. In one vein, God said, there is nobody as terrible as him. Then he entreated the Lord. And the Lord had mercy on him. Bad heads. Let us pray. Let your mercy flow in every area of my life. Let your mercy flow in every area of my life. Let your mercy flow. Mercy. Let your mercy flow in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Mercy says you are the least qualified, but I choose to honor you. Mercy says you are the firstborn, you are the lastborn, but I choose my honor to be on you. Mercy says everybody has rejected you, but I say you are the one. Mercy says I will break all protocol and put you at the helm of affairs. Mercy says it's not by your grammar. I assure you, I am here to assure you that mercy works wonders. If you don't understand, check Nigeria. Mercy is just working. You look at people in some important position. Sometimes you look at them, you say, I cannot even take them for messenger. But they are the ones you are reporting to. And there's nothing you can do about it. Mercy looks at the unqualified sometimes. And say, even though I was the one that gave the qualification for this job, I overlook it. It's not fair. If you look at grace and mercy, humanly speaking, it is not fair. But that is what God has chosen to do. In this church, I can decide now. Oh, thank God. I still have money in my pocket today. Another analogy. He decided not to take it. She decided to be sleeping. I decided to jump daddy. I decided to come this way. Now, see what mercy I've done. Some people were shouting, see me here. I decided not to go in that direction. The people that did not talk to me, I decided to go to their direction. I saw some people, I said, you, I'm not going to give you. Why? It's my money. It's my mercy. Stop counting my money. That is how mercy works. So when mercy locates you, don't be proud. You don't deserve it. And are you here? So when mercy locates you, don't boast. You don't deserve it. Last 2 years ago, we were due for promotion in my office. And they released vacancies. And there was no vacancy for me. I was on the bus checking the vacancies. While I was there, people will come and smile. Their vacancies were there, but some of us were just there. Your name was not there. You were now looking everywhere, checking spelling, checking everything. Did they make mistake? There was no vacancy. So I decided, okay, since there is no vacancy for me, why write an exam that there's no vacancy? Along the line, the union in the office started fighting and said, on what basis was vacancy released? And now said, throw the vacancy is 4 for my level, 4. And say, throw the 4 open. Pick the first 4. No, 3 vacancies also. 3. Throw the 3 open. Pick the first 3. We were 14 or so that were supposed to write. So pick the first 3. So that was it. So we went to write exam. There was no vacancy for me. But at the end of the day, I came top in the exam. You know what? After coming top, federal character came in. Seniority came in. Different thing came in. Everything they were using, I was here on the top. It never affected me. There were the person that came second, the 70 that came third, they used federal character to bring number 8 to replace them. Then me, I was at the top there. Every criteria that man could use, humanly possible, in the civil service to knock me off the perch, it did not work. Why? Vacancy was not declared. But mercy came and said, Diodu, you are the one that will be positioned. And I had it. I can't come here now and start boasting and say, now, I am so-so and so in the public service. You know, you people, you have to work hard. You know, you have to do what you have to. Me, we no get vacancy. Me, we. So, sometimes when things are difficult, I say, God, you are the one that gave me this. It cannot be taken. What mercy provides for you, human beings cannot affect it. The demon in your village can do nothing about it. If they could do anything, they would have stopped it. Anything God has given you, He has given you forever. The devil can do nothing about it. Mercy will always speak for you. In the name of Jesus. So you don't qualify for it. Then mercy says, now you, I go give. Don't envy a man that mercy is speaking for. Go and learn from him. Learn from him. I discovered this. Mercy always makes the impossible possible. Luke 1:58. Have God done a miracle for you that you have to go and hide? A grown into an old age, looking for a child. And the miracle happened. The first 6 months, she did not leave the house. She did not. Because she has experienced life. Maybe miscarriages, maybe different kind of things. I said, this one. This one, bata, for what bony, an interpretation. When your tubers of yam are big, you cover it. You don't expose it for people to see. So Elizabeth went to hide for 6 months. And after 6 months, her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had shown great mercy upon her. And they rejoiced with her. Before we had our first daughter, we waited 4 years. I understand a part of this. The mercy comes through and speaks. There is mercy that brings about fruitfulness. There's a mercy that brings about fruitfulness. And that was the experience of Elizabeth. Therefore, we pray, let there be a release of mercy that brings fruitfulness. Let there be a release of mercy that brings fruitfulness. Let there be a release of mercy that brings fruitfulness upon everybody's life here. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I was at home. A pastor friend called me and chatted with me and said, will you be in the church on Saturday? I would like to come and see you. So I said, okay. I said, yes. So I was in church on Saturday waiting for him. When he sent me a text and said, pastor, I cannot make it. I am in the hospital with my wife. My wife is pregnant. They have been married for about 10 years. 11 years at that time. And somebody you have been praying for, if the person is pregnant, at least you will know. But in the text, she wrote that, we just knew. So later, he called me. What is happening? He said, pastor, you will not believe it too. In fact, people will think I'm a liar. What is it? My wife is pregnant. And the pregnancy is 8 months, 2 weeks. And we don't know. I don't understand though. Me, I don't understand. During 5 months before then, the wife had a surgery for fibroid. 5 months minus 8 and a half. That's 3. Send a discount. That the thing was here. I don't know where how the thing, the baby can get here. So the doctor now said, so that people will not say you went to steal a child, I will video your delivery. After doing the fibroid, this thing, the breast of the wife started getting bigger. So she was told to go and do cancer tests. Maybe she has breast cancer test. Not knowing that a baby was hiding somewhere and the breast was... I never see this kind of God before. I never see this kind of God before. You know what will happen in the church? That 3 weeks after you are doing naming in church, the church was filled up everywhere. And nobody in church knew you were pregnant. And you brought a baby. What would church people say? In Nigeria, you went somewhere to carry baby. And you have come. But there was a video of delivery. Where was the child hiding? Is it somewhere under the breast? But the womb is not there. I don't know. I'm not a medical person and I don't claim to be one. But it happened to my pastor friend. New Treasure Baptist Church. Behind the youth president house. You will see it there. Go and ask the pastor and the church members. They will share the story with you. It happened, is it early this year? This year. There is a mercy that speaks when you are being mocked. When you are being mocked. Lift your two hands up. From everywhere I'm being mocked. Let your mercy speak for me. Can you stay? For everyone mocking me, Lord, let your mercy speak. For every situation mocking me. Every situation mocking me. Every situation mocking me. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak. Every situation mocking me. Let your mercy speak. Let your mercy speak. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Situations that people will ask you, and you have to be swearing and say, please believe me now. Please believe me now. Please believe me now. Please believe me now. What will surprise your friends and put your enemies to shame? Let the mercy of the Lord arise and do for you. In the name of Jesus. So mercy makes the impossibilities possible. One of my favorite passages about mercy is Psalm 136. Can we read from verse 10? Psalm 136. And with the whole church, we'll read together. Let's go together. Let's go. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn for his mercies. Listen to me. Mercy is a double-edged sword. As I'm asking God to have mercy on me, if there is an enemy against me, mercy destroys the enemy. Mercy in my camp is destruction in the camp of the enemy. Mercy. Can we go together? Let's go. Next verse. And brought out each Israel from among them for his mercies and endureth forever. Let's go. With a strong hand and with an outstretched hand for his mercies to him who divided the Red Sea into parts. Why did he divide the Red Sea? Mercy. Therefore, any obstruction, every barrier on the way of your destiny, let them be destroyed by thunder. In the name of Jesus. Okay, tagba baraku to mi hele. Dala baraku to mi hele. Oh, sama loru. I'm sorry for the Yoruba anointing on me today. I'm sorry. What I've just said is the mountain that the strong people climbed and they were panting is the one that the child of God climbed as if nothing happens. The Red Sea consumed Israel, but they passed through it on the dry land. What are the consuming people in your office? For you, it shall be a dry land for you. In the name of Jesus, by your encounter with mercy today, let your pathway be smooth. Let your pathway be straight. In the name of Jesus. Look at it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea for his mercies endured forever. Let's continue together. Let's go to him which smote great kings. So okay, let's continue. He slew famous kings for his mercies. Sihon, king of Amorites, for his, and Og, the king of, for his, and gave their land for an inheritance for his. Anyone using their authority against you, let the Lord arise and overthrow them. In the name of Jesus, spiritual authority, physical authority, mental authority, that anyone is using against you, let mercy destroy those authorities. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Sometimes when you cry for mercy, some people cry. If you don't understand some prayers, don't pray it. Say, oh Lord, arise by your mercy and help me. So if he wants to help you, whatever is the cause of tying you down, he first destroy them. Hello, are we here? I would have loved to raise some strange, dangerous prayer, but I don't like raising some kind of prayers on Sunday. But I pray for you. Whatever is hiding in darkness to afflict your life, let mercy destroy them. Let the Lord arise by mercy and destroy them. Let the Lord arise by mercy and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. So mercy is destruction in the camp of the enemy. Do you know that mercy delivers from untimely death? Luke 7, 11 to 17. Let me just close with this one and we pray. Luke 7, 11 to 17. And it came to pass the day after, he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. So, you know, just like in the time of the disciples, Herod carried Peter and killed Peter, and carried James and killed James, and they did not pray, they did not do anything. And Herod discovered that people were happy. He decided to carry Peter. So the devil came, carried the father, and nothing was done. And then carried the son, and nothing could be done. There are many times that you don't know what to do. You don't have capacity. You don't have strength. You don't have the spiritual understanding. You don't even know the prayers to pray. In such time, let mercy arise on your behalf. Let mercy arise on your behalf. Let mercy arise on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. By virtue of what I've known for the past 11 years of ministry in this church, I just look at it and say, God, thank you for having mercy on me. Because I look at those years, 14, 15 years ago, when I was proudly living in spiritual ignorance, and I was teaching Bible Sunday school, and proudly living in ignorance of spiritual warfare. By virtue of what I know now, I should have been destroyed long time ago. The mercy kept me. God's mercy has kept me. I am because
I am alive today,
only because of His grace.
He kept me.
God kept me.
God kept me.
He kept me.
Mercies kept me.
So
I wouldn't let go.
There are many mistakes we have made in a time of ignorance. The mercy kept us. Most of the time, even not born again, not praying, nothing. Do you know all the I dey come mercy? Where you leave the house without telling anybody, say, I dey come. Where are you going? I dey come. And you go. Some did that they come and they traveled. It's mercy that brought you back. You will have died and become nothing. One of my closest friends, left university, came to Ogomashot during December, met a guy that spent money and they drank alcohol all around. And the guy told him, if you come to Lagos, alcohol everywhere. If you come, you will see. So he left uni learning, did not tell anybody, and there was no GSM. I'm talking on 1996 or 95, and went to Lagos, and they went to drink, and they drank. Unknown to him, they put something in the drink. He just found himself chained. Chained. And saw a malam with knife. So the praying in tongues he has forgotten for like 5 years. Magadadada. Area gadada. The thing came back. Bah! Oh, Lord, we thank you for mercy. Lift your hands and just thank him. We thank you for mercy. You have kept us by your mercy. Mercy has spoken on our behalf. In the time of ignorance, your mercy has kept us. We bless you. In the name of Jesus. Do you know? So, let's continue. And most people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion. Remember, his mercy is compassion and kindness to people that deserve punishment or people that are in distress. He had compassion and said to her, weep not. And the word of God for everybody here, weep not. He is coming through for you. His mercy is fighting your battles. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion and said, weep not. Continue. Verse 14. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. I come by grace and the anointing. Anywhere you have been buried, I decree, arise! 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 Lift your hand up. Say, anything that has been buried concerning my life, let it arise. Arise, 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 arise! By mercy, arise, arise, arise! Arise, 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 arise! Arise by mercy. Arise by mercy. Arise by mercy. Anything demons have buried concerning my life, my opportunities buried, arise. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. May the Lord satisfy you and be. In the name of Jesus. It is not worth it making it at 80. You won't have the teeth to eat the meat. Like my friends will say when we're younger, of what essence is it for you to buy a car, a good car at 70 and put and write on it, where is your own? Because you know at 70, if that's when you buy your first car, everybody will be asking, what do you need a car for? You now put where is your own. Of what essence is it? Of what essence is it? Of what essence is it? I pray for everybody here. May the Lord satisfy you with mercy, heavy in your life. In the days of your youth, let mercy locate you. In the days of your youth, let mercy elevate you. In the days of your youth, let mercy lift you up. In the name of Jesus, can we pray and ask the Lord to satisfy us early with his mercy? Satisfy me early with your mercy. Satisfy me early with your mercy. Satisfy me early with your mercy. Can we pray, save by your mercy? Take me from obscurity. Take me to the limelight. By your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy. Lord, by your mercy, move me from obscurity. Move me to the limelight. Make me a voice in my generation. By your mercy, by your mercy. Make me a voice in my generation. By your mercy, by your mercy. Make me a voice in my generation. By your mercy. Let there be unprecedented open doors for me. Let mercy bring unprecedented open doors for me. Let mercy bring all presidents and abundance for me. Let mercy bring all presidents and abundance for me. Mercy. Mercy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Was it last week that we were speaking about the wisdom of God? And we're talking about the wisdom of God concerning Moses. Pharaoh wanted to kill him. Then he picked Moses and kept him in Pharaoh's house. Wisdom of God. And that is mercy. It was mercy that made the enemy to take care of a person they are looking for. It is mercy. I pray for you. from unlikely quarters, unfathomable quarters. Let mercy begin to speak for you from there. In the name of Jesus, because we are in His presence today, enjoy uncommon mercy. Enjoy unfathomable grace. Enjoy unquantifiable favor all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, whatever is consuming people all around you, let mercy speak for you there. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. When mercy is speaking, your mistake does not matter. Your error does not matter. We were going to Ogbomoso one day. Maybe that's one of the reasons I don't really travel by road or drive again. We got to Jeba. Cross the Jeba Bridge. And you know, we already getting to Ilorin, so the drive was smooth. And then while we were going, there were two cars in front of me. Three cars in front of me. And we're driving together. When one overtakes, he will do his hand like this. And then we follow. So we got behind the trailer. And the first one overtook and did his hand. The second one, without knowing what is in front, also. So they followed and went. So me too, I followed the fourth person. I have enjoyed mercy, sir. As I moved, overtaking the trailer, the third person managed to escape the trailer coming in front. So in front of me, trailer. Left side, dish. At my side, trailer. My wife, by my side. Thank God for the first time, she did not scream. Sir, I will show you how to drive. If a man enjoys mercy, sometimes he comes to boast. You know what I did? I removed my leg from the throttle, removed my hand from the steering. There was nothing to do. Immediately, this trailer passed because his car slowed down. My car turned and faced the bush behind the trailer and went into the bush and parked. And it's true. The car stopped. You know what I did? I just put the car on reverse and came out of the bush and drove off as if nothing happened. We would have perished in the midst of the enemy. We didn't have any child at that time. The mercy said no. There is a church you are going to start. There are people you are going to bless. There are lives you are going to impact. It's not your time to die. Therefore, listen to me and listen to me well. It's not your time to die. No one can cause such your life. No one can cause such your life. Mercy is speaking for you. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.